rise to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the
And now, thank you, Bonnie. It's time for Reverend Connie to get up and explain what we're going to do today. We're going to do something a little different. So Reverend Connie has a little surprise in store.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I opened my big mouth in May and said we were going to celebrate every day in June. So we're coming up with something different and waiting for inspiration, waiting to know with guidance what we should do. This is a beautiful day. You know, we've got the least amount of people here physically we've had for a long time. But you know what the glory of that is today? That means so many people went home to see their fathers. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It truly is. For those people who are lucky enough to still have your fathers on the earth plane, that's fabulous. And for those of us that have a father on the other side, that's fabulous too. Because no matter where we start in life, if our father is not what we wish our father had been, I will tell you, the universe always gives us someone to look up to. Someone to look up to in that father image. But today, what I would like to talk about and discuss just a little bit is that metaphysically we talk about father, mother, God. And what that energy means, and what we're going to discuss a little bit is that father energy, that creative energy. Whenever anything is manifested anywhere, it takes the two. It takes the creative mind coupled with that loving energy to bring that manifestation about. And this church came just by those means. In my time as a metaphysician for many, many years now, I've found there are certain principles that if you put into practice, they come about without fail. One is, number one, be aware that it's God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's deciphering what the means of receiving that kingdom is. Now, when a few of us got together and we were wanting a church because we were so homesick for this type of a church, we had a longing for that experience. We had a longing for a group of people who could come together, like-minded people, and it became our passion. And while we were not thinking about it, we would dream about, wonder where we're going to find the place. So dreaming and your passion is a big part of manifestation too. And Jesus always said, knock and the door will open. Well, what do you have to do before you knock? It's the very same thing as asking. Sometimes we go through life and go, nothing ever happens to me. Well, you never put anything out, and you never ask. And so one of the most important things, too, is to ask about what you want. In the beginning, the story of the creation story is the power of the spoken word. Ask for what you want. And then on that seventh day, realize when you put all of these things into practice, you've taken a photograph of it, you've looked at it, the universe knows exactly, it's the universe who's the great engineer, knows exactly how to design and bring it to us. So symbolically of the seventh day, which is a spiritual number, is rest, let it go. It's already happened. Let it go and go about your business. I know when we were looking for a building, we said, you know, when a woman is pregnant, she knows a baby's coming, but she doesn't know when. She doesn't know what the sex is going to be normally. I mean, before the time, now they know everything. But it's that knowing that something is coming without having to know how. That's a big, big secret. When we want to know how, we start limiting right away the design that the universal mind has given us. And two, one thing that I've noticed is when you ask with humility, when you ask with that spiritual mind, if you're going out there and in this Aquarian age, it's all about spirituality. It's not about the material. Not that some of these things don't come along with it. But if you're looking, if your income is $10,000 and you're asking for a $450,000 house and all of these things, you know, where's your ego? Where's your mind? Those things that you really want to manifest, I've noticed, get into that spiritual mind. What is it that your real self wants? What is it that you want to accomplish? So one thing that I thought about, and when you put all these into place and you do your job, it's like you're under the umbrella of universal God's grace. It just happens. It just happens. Don't worry about when. Don't keep digging up that dirt and see if the seed's sprouted yet. Leave it alone. Just know that it is. But in manifesting this church building, we've got so many wonderful friends here. We've got so many wonderful spiritual people here that are like-minded. And some of us used to come over here on Saturdays and visualize those things and ask for those things. And it comes about. And every once in a while, things wouldn't be going quite right, we thought. And we thought, we forgot to come over and ask. We forgot to come over and thank God for what we want. We forgot to come over and give thanks for what we already have and take care of it. But in thinking about, we've been here for 11 years, June 22nd. And there's been a lot of dedication with a lot of people since the beginning of that time. And we've asked for many things. But today, I thought, maybe you all could take part. I know there's some extroverts out there. One's over here in a red dress. There's not a lot of people here today. But last Sunday, when the sweet lady gave her miracle moment, it was like a blessing for all of us. And I would like for you to, in your heart, think about something you would like for this church to stand for, or something you would like, something creative that maybe we could give back more, something that your heart's desire that you would like to see in a positive way for this church, or in your life, if it's something spiritual. And if you would like to think about it for a little bit and come up here, doesn't have to be lengthy, one or two words if you want to. If you're too shy to come up here, stand up there and do it. It doesn't matter. But what our job, the rest of our job is, you be the God energy. You be the creative one. You think about what you would like to implement or what you would like to see. And then the rest of us are going to send love and thank God on it and add that feminine energy to it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You all understand? One thing I did forget, we started our gratitude thing last week. I forgot to do that. So while you're thinking about it, I'm going to open up one of these that we filled out last week. I'm so thankful for my spiritual family. How about that? So we'll put this over here. So we can be thankful and grateful. And something that happened in class on Wednesday night, someone was having a rough week. And we were talking about, you know, in other churches you have prayer partners. And so this particular person, I said, you know, I'm going to think about you every day and send you love and light. And we all affirmed every day we would do that. And for those of you who were there who did that, I can tell you every day I did that, I was so blessed. You see, you can't give love and light without it returning to you. And I was so energized and loved and blessed that I didn't do it once a day. I did it every time I thought about it. And so in other churches, they call them prayer partners. Well, you know what? We can be a group of metaphysical friends. It's not something that we've done wrong when sometimes things just don't go right. But sometimes maybe we need somebody, a friend, to say, oh, you're blessed today. You are blessed because of this and this and this. Don't you remember you're a child of the universe? Sometimes we forget who we are. And we need someone who loves us to remind us, to get us back into that vibration again. So I'm going to sit down and I'm going to ask if someone would like to share something that they would like to see happen in the next few years with this beautiful chapel. Okay, Pat.
Great.
The lady who wore red.
I knew this was coming, so I had a chance to think about it. And when Connie called and told me what her idea was, I said, oh my gosh, Connie, you're reading my mind. Because coming back to church after being gone for many weeks, I was so inspired last week, and I just felt like, oh, there's so many things coming my way, and there's so much to manifest in my life. How am I going to get all this out? And she came up with that idea and passed it by me last night, and I'm like, oh, thank you, Connie. So for the church, any of you who know me know that I have always, I dream about our love community, that we are able to, our loving farmer next door will leave us some land, we'll be able to purchase land in back and build our community, and she will be the gardener back there, you know, and I'll be the cook, and somebody will be the animal caretaker. And so I remember a year ago when we put the roof on, Connie was saying, okay, we need a roof, we're going to manifest it. Metal roof, thousands of dollars. And I said, oh, Connie, maybe by fall of next year we could have it. And she goes, oh, it's being installed next month. So she taught me that lesson. And I thought, manifest this love community that we can actually live in a commune situation of love and being able to have people come here for retreats and be able to meditate in love and just, you know, appreciate the community and how we live, because we do live that way here and in our lives. We put it into practice. And so I thought of that, and I thought, well, it won't be in my lifetime. And I thought, oh, no, I did just what Connie taught me not to do last year. So I'm going to claim that for next year. So I want you to manifest a loving community with little cabins and weekend retreats and all kinds of things like that where we'll be able to facilitate that, and that will all be built from our love and our faith. So that's for this church. For myself, I have been personally inspired to become a minister. And I told that to Connie last fall, and I kept thinking, well, when's Connie going to do it? When's she going to do my job? And the other day, I just had such an awakening. And it was particularly after last Sunday. We had an all-message service, and I felt so inspired, and you were all so beautiful, and the messages were so touching and so loving that I was just overwhelmed with the joy of being part of this community and seeing these people that I've, you know, known a year or two, 4 years, 5 years almost, and seeing their growth spiritually and the way they walk and talk and the way they can come up here and be wonderful mediums that can give us loving messages. It was so inspiring, and I forgot to tell you that, but I just loved it, and I just thought, oh, I'm so glad to be back. So for me, I would like to manifest the ability to work in a ministerial role to be able to give back the love that has been so divinely opened and growing within me from this community and from my personal walk in life. And there's nothing I want more. My joy is perfect and my life is perfect. And if I can live my life to be able to love and give back what I've been given, that is my manifestation for the rest of my life. So I ask you to pray for me with
okay.
that.
Okay, now just stay there a minute and let's all send love to that which she just asked for. And that's adding that feminine energy.
So thank you.
And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you.
And I would like to just say something about the community. Different mediums have seen it too. And just our Marie, a couple of weeks ago when she was here, I showed her outside in the back, and she was telling me that she would like to be part of a center someday. And she's very cute when she gets an idea. She gets a little shy. She goes back to kind of when we first met her. Was she about 19 when we first were 20? She gets a little shy, and we were standing out here, and her head went down, and she said, I've got something to tell you, but I don't know how to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, I see what I was talking about right up there. I said, you weren't the first one. So, you know, it's come from a lot of people in the works. So if it is to be, it will be. So who's next? I know you don't have to be wearing red.
Bonnie's next.
Oh, Bonnie, great.
I told Connie your dress is a work of art. It's glorious. And just to kind of to tailgate onto your idea, and Alicia knows more about the Intenders group than I do, but Patricia, what's her last name?
Eakes,
yeah, she haven't seen her in a while, but she approached me about having an Intenders group or a group like that here, and so she gave me a little pamphlet, and it's essentially just that. You put the intentions out there. You focus on it. There can be some fellowship in this, that, and the other. But I think that that's one way that we can really increase, increase our energy, increase our spiritual energy. And because I told Connie this some time ago, I said, you know, there's something inside of my head that says this is a very, very important church and that something will happen. But I think it can happen and more of the echoes of intent, you know. So I would like to see us start an Intenders group. Anybody who's interested, I'm willing to spearhead it. I'll probably need some of Alicia's help on that. So anyway, that's my thought.
That's a miracle moment, too. Yeah. Hey, now, wait a minute. Let's send love on that.
Oh, yeah.
That
send love
feminine
on that.
Energy.
I also do want a choir.
So it is. Lots of love on that one. And Yeah, go ahead. Ask for. Oh, are you going to go right?
I was going to go ahead if you didn't want to keep getting up and down. But I have a vision as well, so I'll do mine now.
Yeah.
I would like to see us have our own seminary here. And so that way, you know, we can have ministers ordained here, have mediumship certifications and healing certifications done here within our chapel, as opposed to going elsewhere.
We have a little something in the works.
All right. And that will be a part of the beautiful community where people can come here and have retreats and have classrooms.
There is a new group forming that we could easily be a part of.
All right. Let's put some love and energy to that, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Is anyone else? Mona?
Having been born and raised in this area, most of the time when you say something about being spiritual or metaphysical, people go to the dark side and stuff. So I want to visualize this place that to be what we already know it is a beacon of light. And when people come by, they will be drawn to it and know that it's a safe place to be. So that's my wish for the church.
Okay, let's sing them. So it is.
And so it is.
Ms. Malika.
This is already such an incredibly loving community, and I haven't been here for a week or so, and when I'm not, I miss it so much, and I feel your love with me wherever I go. And I have so many ideas. and Reverend Connie is so wonderful and supportive. And whatever I say, well, you know, I want to do this. It's like, okay, Malika's going to do this. And so to add on the retreat, I also see us having the facility and the space for farming one day. But I don't see us having to wait for the building to do the retreat. So the retreats and workshops. So I would love to be a part of helping us plan and organize retreats where we can do them here, we can do them. Like when I told Reverend Connie, she said, oh, like here or whatever. I said, no, we could go to Bali or we can go to India or wherever we want to go. So I would love for us to expand the vision and allow ourselves not to think of it having to be just here or just waiting for the facility, but to dream big and fly and spread our wings out and spreading my wings out and offering my dance. It's my love of my heart that I have been afraid to do and shying away. So I'd love to do a dance workshop soon, yes, whenever that's possible. So
it's so it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you.
And so it is.
Miss Alicia.
I think I was one of the people too that saw that when we were downstairs one time. And I did see the retreat out there, and I saw the different houses live out there for people to stay overnight. And I think I started imagining, too, I don't know if you all know of the Labyrinth.
Yes.
but I would, wouldn't that just be wonderful to have a labyrinth? And I thought, you know, we could easily come together and do that. So the creation could start, and that could kind of spark our interest doing the labyrinth. But I also, I have to say, I was drawn to say, I would love to see the retreats happen, and I would love to see our mediumship development reach new heights and things that we have not imagined. And so I would love for us to just imagine kind of taking the roof off of the thoughts of anything that's ever happened before, and for us to get closer and closer to spirit and our vibrations to get higher and higher, and to have the unimaginable become a normal part of our life so that we can share on an even bigger level. And I think that's just so important. And please, let's send some power and love to that. I'd love that.
Lots of love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I will definitely help you, Bonnie, with the Intender Circle. I would love to see that happen this summer.
I should have checked with my lower half. My leg is asleep. I'm going to stand here until my leg stops tingling.
I will lend you Doris's cane to get back at the knee.
This church is already a beacon, and one of the things that I felt so strongly for such a while about this church is that, you know, we're 11 miles north of a town out here in the boonies, which I hear repeatedly, but, you know, those who are moved to come here make the trek as often as we can. And one of the things that I often hear is that people are surprised that this church exists. They don't know within a quasi or spiritual community in the triangle. So my vision is for this church to have t-shirts and for all of us to appear very ostentatiously at the Body, Mind, Spirit expos regularly so that people will know that we're here, because you can't build a church without people and build the community that we're talking about. So that's my vision, and I think it's short term and very doable.
We just need someone to design it.
We have designers in the congregation,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we visualize that now?
Yes. Yeah. Linda said she'll help design it. That's her.
Amen.
And so it is, but you have to wear the t-shirts everywhere.
I was going to say, I like pastel colors now. Are you going to be against
that? We're going to do them in all kinds of colors.
Yeah, just teasing.
You come, kid?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Carrying along with Alicia's theme about retreats, many years ago, Frank and I volunteered at the Avila Retreat House. Yeah. And what people, you know, they got in their groups and they prayed, but the biggest part of getting together in the middle of the day was the lunch. And it's a time when you can exchange different ideas and pray and things like that. And so for our retreat center, I would like to have a menu that's planned for the retreatants that's wholesome, nourishing, interesting, and just to provide fellowship. So and I know we have great cooks here, so I would encourage everybody interested in that to come up with some ideas for food, because that's a big part of, you know, talking with people and getting to know people through these retreats. So that's what I offer up for today.
And she's a great cook.
We'll pray for that.
So we send lots of love.
Amen. Amen.
And so it is.
How could we forgive who here?
Anyone else want to come up?